Euthanasia debate back front and centre. Parliament's Health Select Committees failed to make any recommendations on a law change after getting more than 20,000 submissions. 75% of those submissions, by the way, didn't want a law change. Committee Chair Simon O'Connor admits it's complex.
I don't think this is simply a numbers game. It's about actually understanding the arguments for and against and making a decision of which ones are correct.
David Seymour, who has a euthanasia bill before Parliament, of course, scoffs at the numbers.
When New Zealanders are asked what they think about this issue, consistently, 3 out of 4, or 75% of New Zealanders, say that they would like assisted dying to be legalised.
Voluntary Euthanasia Society President Marion Street's with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Disappointed?
Very, very disappointed.
Did they fail, although they failed to come up with anything? I mean, isn't it sort of an abdication of responsibility?
I think so. I think it wasn't just a matter of numbers, as Simon O'Connor said himself. Their job was to weigh the evidence, not just count it. If they wanted a poll, they could have gone to any poll. Yeah. And your clip from David Seymour said, obviously, that 75% on almost every poll of people in New Zealand are in favour of a law in this area.
So was it a jack-up?
Oh, I think it was slanted, certainly, and I think the MPs did not weigh sufficiently some of the professional evidence they were given, the clinical evidence they were given, and even more than that, they ignored the passionate pleas of people who came to give their own stories to them in Select Committee, some of them who were terminally ill themselves. So it's a cowardly report, in my view.
And so does your hope rest with someone like Seymour and his bill now?
Well, the good thing about this report, I always look for the good things, is that this is work that's now been done. So a future Health Select Committee, if that's where it goes, that will consider David Seymour's bill in the next Parliament, won't have to do this work again, and that's a good thing. But they need to be bolder than this. This is just an abdication.
Couldn't agree more. Marion Street, appreciate your time very much. In fact, if Seymour gets his bill up, I was talking about Jamie Lee Ross and window washers, which, you know, is significant and it's a pain in the bum in the corner of an intersection. But if Seymour can get his thing up, that's life-changing for a lot of people. And that alone would be worth going to Parliament for, wouldn't it? Because that would stand the test of time and be a significant piece of social change that I suspect would never be repealed.